The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Okay, Bianca.
Okay, Bianca.
Hi.
Hello.
It's so nice to meet you in real life.
I know. I love an IRL.
I know.
It's my favorite.
What are you doing here?
My friend turned 40.
Nice.
So that was a big weekend. I won't lie. I'm still feeling a little tender. There was like a welcome party on Friday. But I'm also like, is there something that you guys put in your alcohol here that like makes it more intense? Because like I've had some like crazy hangovers.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
It might be those huge American pores. But
oh, were your pores smaller?
Yeah, they actually measure in Canada. Here, I just see people like freebasing. There's like, woo. So
the best place to get very drunk is like just anywhere in the South because
really,
oh my God, Texas, Austin. We went to Austin for a wedding once and we went to this bar and I ordered a round of shots for everyone and was like about to be like, okay, who's gonna like split the, and it was like $12.
What?
For like 10 shots of tequila. And I was like, oh, I'm buying so many shots all night. Like it's crazy.
And so when I was in high school, like, or I mean, it was illegal, but I was still doing it in high school. There's this thing in like my province called drink a small town dry. So you go, you get on a bus, they take you to a small town and you just go like drink every bar in this small town.
That's so fun.
Like out of everything, but it's messy.
What's the drinking age?
18.
Oh, cool.
So, was, you know.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Is there a name for that here?
Like sometimes booze cruise,
sometimes like a bar crawl. But I did this in San Francisco once and there was a name for it, but it was actually really fun. Everyone had, you went to different people's houses and each house had like a theme and a different drink. There was a cool name for it. It was one of the best days of my life.
In the Caribbean, over the holidays, there's something called paranging.
What's
and
that?
You literally just go to people's houses all Christmas Eve and just get like lit.
What are the drinks you're drinking in the Caribbean? Like, I want like a rum punch. Floater on everything.
Rum punch, but like, it's like gasoline. Like my grandpa's rum punch, like one glass.
No. Rum punch is just so much sugar.
Oh, so much sugar. It's the hangover is like part sugar high crash, part,
yeah.
You know.
I went to Barbados once and was like,
I'm Bajan.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
I had the worst sunburn of my life and the worst hangover of my life and had the best time ever.
It's because the hospitality. Everyone's so nice. You're like, crazy. I'm so damaged, but you're being so nice to me.
Yeah, everyone is so nice. I mean, the plane ride was painful. Like, I'd never had that where my skin peeled off. You're on the equator.
Yeah.
And so I was covering up the whole time. And then the day before the trip was ending, I was like, I want to get a tan. And like, just like raw dogged in the sun.
Dangerous game.
It was so bad. But the rum punch was just like, that's been like a craving of mine during this pregnancy is I want either like a rum punch or like something. I just want like I want a rum floater on top of a delicious cocktail.
Just like,
you
know? Or like rum slush. I want someone to do that.
Yeah, like a slushy thing.
Because it's scorching here. Again, like I came from like parkas to this and I'm like, it's fucking so hot.
I know. You don't have good luck with the weather.
No. No, I don't.
I love that we're talking about alcohol.
I know. It's like, this is supposed to be health focused, but balance.
No, but it's good because it's balance. And yeah. I think that I hate to acknowledge it because I think it's all so stupid. But I did a podcast, like a solo episode on how good I felt during this pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And because I know that I have PCOS during this pregnancy and I didn't
know it last time.
And so it was like really challenging for me to get pregnant. And I was really inflamed.
Mm-hmm.
And I had crazy cravings. And everything was just like off balance. I mean, I loved being pregnant with her, mm-hmm. but I definitely felt it more.
Yeah.
And now I'm starting to feel it, but only physically because he's big and
yeah.
It's physically hurting me. But my energy levels have been great. And I'm telling you, it's because I do a lot of what you have taught.
I love to hear it.
Many people to do. And I had someone call it disordered and I was like, it's so embarrassing for you and everyone to shame a mother who works, who wants to not feel like shit
yeah.
during their pregnancy. Because it's there's nothing in life that you can achieve without having to put a little bit of effort.
Totally.
And if I just like woke up and ate donuts and pizza all day long, which, by the way, I had French fries. Like, I indulge like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
100%. But my baseline is making good choices because I have to function and feel good.
We have two kids.
Especially now that there's a toddler.
Yeah.
And if I'm like, I mean, like, yesterday I was so, like, my day was so long yesterday. And, like, before I had to give her dinner, the dogs were looking at me like they were so, like, they needed to get out of the house. She had the zoomies. And I was like, let's just go to the park really quick. And I was so happy that I could show up for my family in that way, that I could, like, put a 150-pound dog in the car, wrangle her up, like, rip over to the park. I'm running around. She's running around. The dog's running around. We were having the best time. My husband looked at me. He's like, this was so great. And I was like, thank God that I'm not, like, lamped out on the fucking couch, like, trying to keep one eye open, because I know that feeling.
Well, and it's also interesting because I've had that where people are like, it's like disordered eating. This is an eating disorder. It's like, it's actually really freeing, the things that I share.
Completely.
Because it doesn't exist within a diet or eat this, eat that. It's how to eat.
Yeah.
And you choose what you want to eat, but how to eat. I think when you empower people with those skills, that's what actually makes it like this. And it's really interesting that you say that, because most people, their second pregnancy is the most challenging because there's a toddler, you know, there's all of that. But to hear the things that you're doing are actually making this one hit less hard is, like, I mean, it's so validating.
I thought this was going to be, because I found out I was pregnant before I missed my period. So I was like, this is going to be the longest pregnancy in the history of life, because I've been so aware of it for so long. And the 7 months flew.
Really?
Flew by.
I love that. Did you get a lot of morning sickness with this one?
I was really tired.
Tired.
But
that's normal.
That's totally normal.
Yeah.
And I would nap when I needed to, and I listened to my body with that, and I would just be like, I'm fucking pregnant, I'm taking it, you know, if I'm late on something, whatever.
And I also think, too, like, you made so many changes in between these pregnancies. That also adds up, too.
I couldn't believe, like, I'm zero worried about my postpartum experience the way that it was before, because I know how to get myself energized and feel good and what to eat.
And you heal better.
Yeah.
You have more energy. And again, you have a toddler and you'll have a newborn. So it's like, sorry to scare you. But it's like, now you'll have the, at least the resources, the knowledge base, if something's feeling off, to know how to, like, figure it out.
That's a weird part of pregnancy that you will experience one day, where you're like, okay, you know, I'm already eating more than I am used to. And, like, obviously, like, you know, I've been having, like, wraps every day for lunch, which, like, usually I would skip the wrap and just, like, go for, like, a salad, and I would have my carb somewhere else, or I would do, like, a rice that was warmed and cool. You know what I mean? I would pick, like, a different source of, but I'm like, whatever, I'm pregnant and it's fine. I can, like, whatever. And I do a little, you know, it's okay. But, like you think that once the baby's out, that, like, all this stuff ends, but then you're like, the fucking hunger from breastfeeding.
And the thirst.
And the thirst. Yeah. That's why I have this big water bottle. I got it. I ordered this giant water bottle the night I got home from the hospital, because I was like, oh, the thirst is unbelievable that I have to have 60 ounces of water.
I've seen someone, like, after breastfeeding, like, chug, like, a huge mason jar, like, no problem.
Like, yeah, you're just, it's like this, and, you know, you need to eat all these things. Like, some kids can get gas from fucking vegetables.
That you eat?
Yes.
Ugh. I hate that for you.
Yes. Like, I remember I ate, like, a big kale salad, and I was trying to be like, and Carmela had, like, stomach pain. And I remember, like, asking someone, I was like, it's so weird. Like, I was in there, everyone was like, what are you eating? Like, yeah, you can't have broccoli, you can't have kale. Like, things that make you gassy.
Make the fucking baby gassy. See, I knew that, like, dairy, because I had a friend who had to stop eating dairy when she was breastfeeding.
Yeah, that happens to people,
but I didn't
too.
Know vegetables. I mean,
I had no clue either. Some kids are super sensitive to it, some kids are not. But, you know, you feel like you're, like, ready to, like, get your life back and get back on track with, like,
eating
stuff.
And you can't have any kale.
And it's like, no, there's no fucking kale.
I mean, are you a pump and dump mom? Like,
yo, yeah. Oh, my God. My freezer was really funny. Well, because I also had, like, a sinus infection. So it was, like, Mucinex. Like, I would label what I did. It was, like, four drinks. Like, you know, like, but I guess I saved the milk for baths.
Oh,
I mean, I would never dump it. I would always save it and
use
put it
for
on.
Something
else. Yeah, because it's so healing on their skin and
it's
stuff.
Also, like, precious to dump it. Is like, goddamn.
I know, because it really just is like
I've seen people cry over that spilled milk.
Yeah.
Not just, I like, would, you know, 2%.
No, I that all. I mean, I was giving her baths in her milk at least for until she was like two. I saved as much as really? I could of it.
Did she have skin issues that you had to start, or you just
sometimes like they were just like she would get like she's same like as me where she gets like KP on her arms mm-hmm. a little bit, or like if she had diaper rash, I would give her a bath in her own milk. Stuff like that. It's like so, you can see like the fat floating on the yeah. water. Like it's amazing.
And also the more fat you eat, the fattier it gets. I also feel like it's so insane that breast milk changes based on what your baby's like saliva saying.
No,
it's to like, it's insane.
It makes you understand that there's a God because it's exactly. so beautifully designed.
It's so true. And perfect mm-hmm. in every way. I
really,
love that.
Really is.
Are you excited for your like breastfeeding journey?
I don't, it's not something that I do very long because I can't.
You work.
Yeah. And it's not, it's like I have to work. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not something that I'm doing. And it fulfills me.
Yeah.
But it's not just something that I do that fulfills me. Like I'm I take care of my mom and my husband and da-da-da. So I'm interested to see how far I go this time. Last time was very hard on me.
Yeah.
Because I was just, I felt like the women at the beginning of Mad Max when they're like hooked up to the milk machine. Because I was just like, I felt like I was so tired.
Yeah.
But not from the lack of sleep, because there was so much going on with my body. I cried. I remember like for like a year after, like trying to play tennis, and I just felt like I was in quicksand. I couldn't move.
Really?
It was so tired. And I was heavy, but it wasn't even like the extra weight. It was like, I was like, couldn't keep my eyes open. Like I was just exhausted.
And was this before you sort of figured out PCOS?
Yes,
part of
then
it?
I was able to switch everything and which we'll talk about. And like, just living like that is just like depressing and exhausting. And so, you know, it's not like I was breastfeeding her in her room.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was sitting at my dining room table with my shirt off, with a pillow on my lap, with like these two big milk jugs, feeding her on Zoom like all day.
Yeah.
And it was like sticky. And then it was so depressing for mm-hmm. And this is just like not what I thought was going to happen. I thought there'd be like birds chirping around me.
You're like wearing a cereal
and
gown.
I'm like, I am mother, you know? And I was just like, fuck me. This is like so
and
distracting.
Like a year of that, like people don't understand like the compounding like anxiety and like malaise that comes from like not feeling good day over day over day over day, you know?
My mom freed me of that. My mom said, you need to stop breastfeeding. My mom breastfed me until I had teeth and was biting her and it was painful. You know, she was like a big, and she was just like, something has to give. And a happy mom is a happy family.
100%.
And as soon as I took the pressure of doing that, it was like I took one thing off my plate and I could like hand her to someone.
Yeah.
You know, then it was like, I was depressed for a couple months over
the breastfeeding.
Yeah, stopping. That was really, really, really.
I think it's hard though, because there's so much conversation. Breast is best and all of these things, but I think fed is best. Like,
I agree.
I just think that. And also, like, you transfer that energy to your
baby.
That's
how I feel.
So if you're like so wound up, they're also not getting the most of that experience.
We're big on that in our house. Like, no bad vibes.
No.
Really nice energy, not talking to each other a certain way in front of her, even when she's
100%.
New. Like, keeping everything like very calm. And I think it's why she's such like a sweet, calm girl.
Yeah.
And so, I just want to maintain.
Well, I think too, like me and my friend were just talking about this because she has twins. Like parents now, you guys are far more informed than our parents were.
Totally.
So our parents didn't know not to fucking fight in front of us or not mm-hmm. to yell or not to talk about their bodies. And now we have so much wherewithal to know that like that actually transfers from like zero, age zero. They hear that, it like imprints them.
So hair thinning is going to happen to approximately 1 in 2 women. And if you are one of them, you're not alone. I am one of them too. Thinning is normal, but it's not really something we all talk about. I mean, I just always grew up kind of like making jokes about my hair and damaging it with copious amounts of hair extensions, which was not helpful. And it feels like really lonely and frustrating, but it doesn't have to be. You can join the over 1 million people that are doing something about it with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I'm going to tell you this honestly as your friend. I was so terrified at the prospect of having hair shedding and thinning postpartum. And I did not lose any of my hair because I took Nutrafol's postpartum formula. And that's what's so amazing about Nutrafol. They don't have a one-size-fits-all approach. They have multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow throughout all the different stages, such as postpartum, like I mentioned, menopause, as well as different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets. It's physician formulated. It's drug free. I had absolutely no side effects. And it really targets the root causes of thinning, like stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, metabolism, all these things that evolve through a woman's life. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. Just go online and take the hair wellness quiz on Nutrafol.com and get a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code BEST. Go find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. That's Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BEST. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BEST. Your kids grow fast, but that doesn't mean they have to outgrow their favorite items after only a few months. Posh Peanut gets it, which is why they make super stretchy and fun, colorful clothes that grow with your child. So you get longer wear out of those adorable styles. I mean, that was like the hardest realization for me when I brought her home. Like, you buy all the stuff and you fold it all in their thing. And you're like, oh my God, I have all of it. And then like 2 seconds later, you're like, what? Like, I can't get this to zip or button. But Posh Peanut has solved that. They make really thoughtfully crafted, beautiful, stylish clothing for kids and families designed in-house from beautiful florals to your favorite brands such as Hot Wheels, Disney, Hello Kitty, and Barbie. And their pieces are made with ridiculously soft viscose from bamboo that stays soft even after you wash them over and over and over again. I just feel like it gets softer. And their high-quality fabric is 4 times stretchier than cotton. So it grows with your child. And it's breathable. It's chemical-free, which means they're delicate on your baby's sensitive skin. This has been like a major, major discovery for us. Posh Peanut is made for infants and kids. They also have sizings for mom and dad if you want the whole family to match, which is like so cute. And if you're not a parent, it's such a good gift to give to your friends because I'm sure you're going to like an annoying amount of baby showers in the next couple months. Posh Peanut is loved by over 1 million parents and also adored by your favorite celebrities and influencers. Right now, Posh Peanut is offering our listeners 20% off your first order with promo code BEST. So go to poshpeanut.com/best and use promo code BEST for 20% off your first order. That is poshpeanut.com/best, promo code BEST.
Hi, everyone. I'm Peyton Sarton, host of the Note to Self podcast. Note to Self is a space to embrace your unique qualities, get grounded, and ultimately have honest conversation. No topic is off limits. I began doing social media 7 years ago, and since then, I've started a clothing line and this podcast. Note to Self is a place where people from every stage of life can come for advice, new perspectives, and to feel a little less alone. Whether I'm recording by myself or bringing along a friend, we will explore topics ranging from relationships and mental wellness to social media and entrepreneurship. Tune in to Note to Self every week for the sisterly advice you didn't know you needed and raw conversations you've always wanted.
Did your mom talk about her body in front of you?
She talked about her body, never mine though,
yeah,
but hers always. My mom was like super fit lady. And so growing up, I was always like, you know, there was like good food, bad food, all of that, just because that's how she existed.
Totally.
Never talking about my body, but I had so many body stuff like in my 20s. Now I don't give a fuck, honestly.
I walked downstairs the other night and I had on like this two piece and it didn't fit me. Like, you know, I had to have my belly out and I had belly tape on and I was like, I looked at my husband and I was like, is this too much belly out? Like, I kind of feel like it's a little vulgar. And then like the tape's on it. And he was like, no, this is you peak woman. He was like, you look beautiful. This is the essence. And I was like, oh, okay, like, thank you. And I walked downstairs. My mom goes, you're not going outside like that, are you? And I looked at her. I was like, fuck you. Yeah. I was like, you have given me all of my body issues. No, I haven't. I was like, yes, you
it's
have.
Like, yes, you have. Even my mom was visiting Toronto last week before I came here. And we were talking about something and she's like, and they're fat. And I was like, no, we're not doing that anymore. If we're going to shit talk, we're not shit talking about bodies. Okay?
That's like that TikTok sound. We're like, and she's ugly. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, it's like, what? Yeah, no, that's like very much my family. So I'm the person that's like, we don't do that. We don't talk about bodies. Like, hello.
I feel like many people our age are having to like say that to
reparent our parents.
Yeah. We don't do that. Thank you. Talk to me about your tips for maintaining like blood sugar when you're traveling, like what this trip has been like for you, because you definitely are somebody who has, and I want to obviously go over your routine, but you have, you know, a really like dialed, dreamy routine, but you're also very good about balance.
Yes.
So I'd love to know like what that looks like when you're traveling.
So
what did you bring on the plane?
Well, on the plane, me and my friend, we went into the like upgrade lounge and just like pillaged all of their things. But it was the start of the vacation, so we also drank in there.
Yeah, good.
But,
like, you have
solid,
to drink.
Yeah, hello. Like a solid breakfast, like eggs, bacon. I think there was like some vegetables. I had some of that and then I drank.
Yeah.
But like the first thing I do on any trip is like find like a Trader Joe's or like a grocery store. And here in the States, like I love all the availability you have. Like I've never had better cottage cheese in my life.
Isn't it crazy?
The yogurt and cottage cheese here, it's like, what is Canada doing to our milk? Like, it doesn't taste the same.
Weird.
It's like so creamy here. Like, I love it.
What brand of cottage cheese?
So I got the Trader Joe's one, and then I got the Good Culture. Trader Joe's yogurt and Good Culture cottage cheese.
I love if you can meander over to the Erewhon or Whole Foods, Nancy's.
Oh my God. Really?
I got Nancy's yogurt yesterday, which was like.
I've had Nancy's Fancy Gelato. Is it the same lady?
No, I don't think so. Okay. But I went to pick out a yogurt yesterday and there were so many, like there was like A2, you know, there's all these different choices, but I went with the one that had the highest protein. Obviously it's always going to be Greek yogurt, but there was a Nancy's Greek yogurt.
I was like, oh my God. It's so good. Like I'm just like eating it out of the carton, no nothing on it. I love it.
Do you make sure that you have that in wherever you're staying?
And bone broth is pretty readily available now. So
Do you ever use powdered bone broth?
I don't, but only because it's like, I haven't really found any like in my like area that I like, and I'm okay with just like making it.
Yeah.
But I always find bone broth and then like vegetables, coffee. And then after that, I'm just like, I'm eating out. Like I'll eat salads first and do all of that. But also it's like a vacation.
Totally.
So I'm pretty chill about it. But like we talked about, the weekend was sort of like a write-off, whatever. I'm hungover. I'm doing whatever I want.
Yeah.
But then come Monday, it's like, okay, bone broth again, yogurt, things like that.
But that's how I've been doing this during my pregnancy where I'm like, okay, I can either like, you know, it's like, what are my like three moments either of the weekend or the week that I'm just going to be like, you know, like I love having Courage bagels on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like we go kind of, where did I have last week where I was like, I'm going to throw up. Like I had eaten so much. That I was like, I'm going to be so sick. It was so good, but I just like pummeled. And then, but like Monday comes and it's like, great. I have my like very big like protein breakfast. I drink my apple cider vinegar first thing. I have, you know what? I saw online that I've been doing that you do too, that I didn't know was preventing stretch marks is bone broth and collagen.
Yeah. Honestly, every pregnant woman, well, every woman who's like trying to conceive or pregnant should be drinking bone broth like every single day.
That's what Amy Raup, who's like a big
I love Amy Raup.
Because what a great way to just eat. Like she's such like clean, normal, good.
And she also gives people so much inspiration. Like there's so much rhetoric around old eggs, old geriatric pregnancy. And she really proves that there's not as much stock in that as we thought there was. But I also think like when you do 80-20 lifestyle, the 20 is what enables the 80 to happen, because if you're trying to be perfect, you're going to break. It's going to be 100%. Like insane. And you might not go back. Whereas if you know that you have that treat coming or the weekend coming, you're more likely to stick to the thing in the week.
100%.
So I prefer that for myself just because like.
I used to always binge deprive. And then it would be like. God, I mean, I can't believe how many years in my life it was like I have a quote unquote bad meal. And then I would just like go hard. I would be like, now I'm just going to be going like this K-hole of like eating bad for like days.
Yeah.
And it would always be like Monday. Okay, then Monday. And then I would restrict so much.
Yeah.
And it was just, I feel so free now.
And also too, like, I have clients that are like, okay, I'll start Monday. It's like, why don't just start tomorrow?
Yeah.
Like the starting Monday thing kind of builds it up as though it's like this thing I'm doing.
Feels like a punishment.
Yeah. And it's like, it's a lifestyle. So start tomorrow. Just like make the change, make small changes. And I think the smaller changes you make over time actually add up to a lifestyle change. The people who try and do it all are the ones who fail.
Yeah. That's how I feel too. Yeah. It's like, I've been trying to like, I talk about this with my nieces a lot because, you know, when you're like in your 20s, things are like weird and they're, you like go to college and it's not, you know, also a lot of this is like control stuff, you 100%. Know, and this is like a major life lesson. Mm-hmm. It's like breakups, jobs, trying to get pregnant, what, like everything. Nothing is in your control. So no. A lot of that comes down to like a food choice. You know, so many eating 100%. Disorders are based in like obsessive compulsive and control things. And it's like, once you like let go of the control, it feels really nice to like go out and like go to a pizza place or like Friday I was like, we were staying in and usually I would bake a chicken or bake salmon or, you know, do a protein and like a vegetable or whatever. And I looked at Davide and I was like, I really want you to make me pasta. I want like, I really want like lemon pasta, you know, like, and like the ceremony of it was beautiful, like watching him cook and like it smelled so nice. We turned music on and then I made sure that I had a big fat salad.
Exactly.
Before the pasta, which we like annoyed him. He was like, can you do the pasta right now? And I was like, I want to eat the salad first. Like, it's just going to make me feel better. It'll make me like digest better. And it was just, there was no guilt around it. 100%. And it was like, I wasn't binging this pasta because I was like, I mean, this is my moment to have it. It all felt, I was like,
it just feels relaxed.
I was like, and it's like even,
no energy behind
it. There was no energy behind it.
And I think too, like, that's what I always tell my clients. Go with how you feel. Like a lot of times people do things that hurt because they think it's going to help them lose weight or do this. And then it's like, that's not the way to like get your results. Like you want to do it to feel good, more energy, better sleep. Your periods are regulated. Your stomach doesn't hurt anymore. Because often the like aesthetic stuff follows all of that.
Totally.
You know, it's like, that's the byproduct of having good digestion. Having like balanced hormones is the weight loss if that's like someone's goal, but it should never be the focus.
No, and I really truly feel like that shift, like I had just as much satisfaction going to get like this new ice cream place opened by us that's like so cute. And I was like, let's like put the dogs in the car and like, you know, it's like summer now for us.
Windows down and ripping.
Windows down. I was like, let's go get a scoop of ice cream. And then I had just as much joy then last night making, I made bison bowls for us.
I love bison.
Which is so good. And I've been craving it so much with like satay, almond flour, tortillas, and we had sauerkraut. And for dessert, I made chia seed pudding that was just like coconut and berries. And I was like, both of those meals felt one equal.
Yeah, exactly. No, one's not worse or better than
the
other.
It's not like, oh, this is my like annoying healthy meal. And
also,
like,
Carmela and Carla are going to grow up knowing that food is a pleasure. You break bread with your family and friends. It's something that you can rejoice in and not have this like combative relationship. Because I think a lot of us who grew up in like the late 80s, 90s, like came, were born in that time. We grew up with the nothing is, feels as good as skinny or whatever. And so we all had to work. Like, I know I've had to work to have this like relationship with food. Whereas I think a lot of kids now with mothers that get it or parents that get it rather, then it's like they're not going to grow up with all of this noise around it. It's just food.
Bon Charge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Bon Charge products adopt ancestral ways of living in our modern day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness helps you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list is endless, honestly. They have blue light glasses. They have infrared saunas. They have red light therapy, EMF management, and circadian friendly lighting. Bon Charge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly and with maximum impact. My favorite products from Bon Charge is their red light mask. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that I am constantly
wearing a red light mask. It's the easiest, most impactful thing that I think I do for my skin. So it really helps with wrinkles and fine lines. I have TMJ, which I'm really open about, and it helps with my sore jaw. It can help with eczema, migraines, acne, scar tissue, wound healing, relaxation, razor burns, and ingrown facial hair. I put it on Davide because his beard gives him so much grief on his skin, and it has cleared all of that up for him. Red light therapy has been reviewed in over 4,000 peer-reviewed studies, with 400 plus being double-blind placebo trials. So not only do these studies show amazing health benefits, but not one of them has shown any negative side effects. So I just do it for 10 to 20 minutes a day. It's super easy to use. You can do it while watching TV, scrolling on your phone. That's like my TikTok time. It's like when I had my red light mask on. But do it in the morning when you're making your breakfast, or if you want to meditate or anything, doing some stretching. And listen, both near infrared and red light boost collagen, elastin production. It's super lightweight on the face. It does not get hot. It's just honestly incredible. They also removed the circadian and sleep disrupting blue and green light from their red face mask. A lot of the other brands keep these light frequencies in their masks, but it can majorly disrupt your sleep and your circadian clocks. There's zero EMF radiation, zero flicker. It's sleek and lightweight, and it has a 1-year warranty. And I've absolutely seen a noticeable difference, which is why it's something that I refuse to take out of my routine. It's just like, I'm honestly shocked at how much my skin has maintained, especially through this pregnancy. Go to bondcharge.com and use coupon code BEST and you'll get 15% off. That's BONCHARGE.com and use coupon code BEST to save 15% on your order. A lot of you always ask what my cute little counter blender is, and it's from Beast Health. It's so cute. It's so sleek. Keep it on my counter at all times because it doesn't take up a lot of space and it's extremely aesthetically pleasing. Beast Health was founded in 2021 by the former founder and CEO of Nutribullet. It is a health and wellness brand that specializes in best-in-class tools for blending and hydration. The products are meant to catch your eye, but 25 years plus of industry experience means that they're taking blending very seriously. The Beast Blender is powerful, it's simple, it's easy to clean, and it's beautiful enough to display on your countertop like I do. And the new one that I have, which I love, is the Mini Blender. It's a compact version of the original award-winning blender with a smaller countertop footprint, and it starts at just $99. And it comes in 3 gorge colors. The Beast Mini Blender is perfect for dips, dressing, desserts. I love blending my eggs in there. Sometimes I'll put like MCT or ghee and my coffee blended up in there, get it all frothy. I mean, I use it. I'm not kidding. I think we use it every day and it's so easy to just like rinse off. It's just such a perfect streamlined tool that I love. It's your 600 watt kitchen sidekick that helps you conveniently consume more foods all the time. Also, if you're making a smoothie or anything, you can attach the straw cap directly to your blender and take it to go, which has been lovely. And it really was my best friend in my first trimester when I had insane food aversions and was so tired. I could easily whip up a very simple smoothie in there. And it was a dream to just put the little cap on and walk around with a straw. I mean, it's just such a functional, great tool. Visit thebeast.com and use code BEST at checkout for 15% off your purchase. That is THEBEAST and use code BEST for 15% off.
Have you seen the trend, the TikTok trend with the, it's a fucking Taylor Swift lyric. fuck. It was like, it's, I can hear it's like, na 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 na, with the asylum that raised me.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like, it shows like.
And it's like, it's basically saying like, you have like.
You have no idea.
The craziness.
Yes.
That, and then people will put like a photo of something.
Yeah.
And all of them have been like Atkins diet, 100 calorie snack packs, Jenny Craig.
Yep.
It's everything that I did. I love Weight Watchers.
I went, but see, when I was younger, and Weight Watchers changed. Because when I was younger, I used to go to Weight Watchers with my mom. Oh my and they God. Would like weigh you in front of people. Yes.
Well, this was like clinic. I mean, think that was, this was peak diet lifestyle.
Oh, peak. Susan Powder vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, WW now, which is rebranded to WW.
I actually like it now.
has done wonders for me in terms of understanding. Obviously, it's like all gone out the window because I'm pregnant, but like portion control, like full fat is obviously like better for everybody because it's good to have fat. But like you can also eat full fat products all day long. If you have a weight loss goal, you're not going to hit
exactly.
it.
Exactly. You're not going to get it.
But you should still eat it. But here's the portion size you
exactly.
should have.
And or I like now that they, it's not about counting points for everything. Like vegetables are zero.
There's so many zero point foods. So it makes me realize how to build a plate.
Totally.
Which has been fucking fantastic. Like I think about it all the time. Like all the time I think about like serving size or like, oh, this is zero or like, or like it's boring, but like, you know, chicken breast is zero where like dark meat chicken, you know, just like swapping out certain
and sort of
things.
Understanding how you can like build, like you said, build the plate so that there's things that you like on it, but there's also things that have more of like a perfunctory vibe.
I think people always assume that like any sort of nut butter is like
healthier for them.
Yeah. Is like just something you could eat in bulk. Like, but it's like a tablespoon of nut butter is like 100 calories.
Yes.
Or something. So it's like, But still have it.
Even smoothies, like some of the like smoothies.
I know, I don't fuck with smoothies
see,
that much.
It's like, you just like ate a bomb. Like it's like 2000 calories.
I thought about you today because I was very hungry and I was on my way here and there's a juice place called Beverly Hills Juice, which you should go to, which is so good.
Okay.
They do like really, they do like coconut carrot or
yeah.
like
ooh,
they just,
okay.
it's like
nice
an OG
flavors.
Little juice place. It's like a small family owned. And they'll do this thing where they'll make the juice into a smoothie with like a frozen banana almond base.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, that's so many banana. But like, you know, so I like made sure to pick a juice that didn't have a lot of sugar
yeah.
in it. You know, I was just like smart about it. I was like, oh, I'll do coconut to get the fat and I'll do carrot and then like add ginger for immunity.
Because your brain can now start to compute it like just by looking
because
at something.
Because I knew I would have a crash.
Exactly.
And those crashes make me feel... My first trimester, I had hypoglycemia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Reactive or just like always low?
Reactive.
Reactive.
Which was really, I thought, well,
And that makes you exhausted. Like you can't keep your eyes open after you eat.
I would get these like crazy crash. I'd be like so shaky.
Yeah.
And like nothing could get me out of it. And then
and
your head,
it's like you can't think straight. Like it's the worst.
Yeah. So I'm definitely, it's like, I don't know. There's nothing disordered about me not wanting to feel like fucking shit.
I have a confession. Like, oh, I hate bananas. So I've never had to like work with that element.
Olivia just cheered you on. She doesn't like bananas.
Oh my God. They're the devil's fruit.
I hate them so
okay.
much.
Me and Olivia, we vibe.
I fuck with them, but it's not my go-to thing, but like, I'll fuck with banana here.
I just find that they're bossy. Like it's like once it's in there.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Once it's in there, it's banana. Mm. And like I would rather have like a close-fisted slap than eat a banana because I just hate it so much.
That is so.
But every
funny.
Smoothie bar puts banana in their smoothie, so that's why I never really get smoothies.
I know.
I used to work at like a smoothie bar when I was like in after high school, and I was like miss smoothie, like make smoothies, they're the best. And I really had to like eat my words. I'm like, actually no.
What's funny because this is something that people are going to be like, these girls are saying smoothies are bad. Like, this is completely psychopathic.
Yeah.
But then it's like, but if you think about it, if you're not chewing and you don't, and your body doesn't have to digest something and you're having a million ingredients, like those Hailey Bieber smoothies.
Oh my God. I got one and I feel ripped off.
I've never had one.
So sweet, like the worst sweetness. And there's also like banana in it. So I was like,
bah. There's a lot of like, there's a lot in there.
Yeah.
There's
and also too, you wouldn't eat that volume
if you were sitting down and eating.
And also like, I think that, you know, with smoothies, they can also spike your blood sugar.
Well, so that's why I saw some video the other day that was like, if your body doesn't have to chew it and break it down,
it hits faster.
It hits your blood faster.
Yeah. It's like drinking a sweet juice, essentially.
Yeah.
A little less intense, but same vibe. I said that in a workshop that I was doing and like, I was getting like jeers from the audience. They're just like, no, not a chance. It's like, hear me out.
You just have to build it properly. You know,
exactly.
You have to have the veggie in there. You have to make
and
sure
small,
that there's fiber.
Like the portion, like people are having like 16 ounces. That's too much.
Davide thought he was being healthy when he first moved here and was making smoothies, quote unquote smoothies. And it would be a banana plus, like maybe a banana and a half, maybe two. Just heaps of peanut butter. Whole milk.
Wow.
And I was like, that is a milkshake. It was like, we've...
That's how I felt about the Hailey Bieber smoothie.
You're not...
Like, it's misnamed. Those are like milkshakes. And also, if it's a milkshake, bill it as that. So then people know, but people are drinking being like, oh, I'm going to have like a great skin from this. It's like, if anything, you're going to break out.
But I know, it's I know, I've never had one, and I obviously go to Air One like all the time because there's one in my fucking neighborhood, and it's just like so... They have like the breakfast bar in the morning. Have you been there for breakfast yet?
We did an Erewhon tour. We went to three.
What was your favorite?
I really liked Silver Lake.
Yeah, Silver Lake's nice.
Beverly Hills was where I got the smoothie or the shake rather. And then we went to Pasadena.
Pasadena's
nice.
Top notch.
You guys are nice over there.
We got the double wide aisles.
We also went to Bristol Farms.
Oh, yeah. Gorgeous.
It was just like a chic grocery store tour.
You know, Bristol Farms when I was growing up was very chic. It's definitely gone downhill.
Yeah?
Yeah. It used to be, I used to take cooking classes there.
Really?
There would be like chefs would come in, and now it just feels like they're trying to survive.
Damn. Well, I mean, with the Erewhons of the world, it's kind of hard. Because like when I went to Erewhon, I was like, I'm home. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like this is where I'm supposed to be.
But what do you feel about the prices?
Well, coming the Canadian exchange rate. My credit card is like crying in US dollars.
Have you been
right
to a farmer's market yet?
No. Should I go to one?
Oh my God. Yeah. That's like such a huge part of the LA experience.
Well, we were driving by one because we tried to go to Griffith Park lookout thing on Sunday, but we were like, obviously.
Do you leave tomorrow?
I do leave tomorrow. I know.
The Santa Monica Farmers Market on Wednesday is amazing.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, all my friends are moving here, so I'll be back a lot. So, but my friend, we were driving, he's like, oh, there's a farmer's market. I'm like, my legs barely work. I don't think I can get out of the car. So we just like strolled by and we're like, okay, it looks nice.
No, it's a really nice, we get a lot. We get like most of our stuff. I try to get most of our stuff from the farmer's market.
Well, I mean, it's the growing season here is like, endless. Like,
yeah,
it's beautiful. Our farmers markets run from probably like May to October, and then they're kind of like shut down.
Oh, yeah, because it's freezing.
It's freezing.
Oh, my God. Okay, tell everyone about what your morning. I love when you do your like morning videos.
Okay. So I get up and I like chug water first thing. But everyone
just plain water.
Water with a little bit of salt and some lime in it. Mm-hmm. And then I have bone broth. Mm-hmm. That usually ties me over for like, 45 minutes. And then I have like second breakfast, which is like eggs, sometimes avocado, bacon. I have like a sugar-free one that I like get. Sometimes I'll have sourdough. Like if I'm my like first half of my cycle, no bread because I don't need it. Second half in like my luteal phase, more like sourdough, like potatoes. And then I'll have the matcha. I'm in my matcha era right now. Like, I love coffee. I just don't want to be owned by anything.
I switch all the time.
But do you know what I mean? Like, because, like, withdrawing from coffee, like, feels like you're withdrawing from, like, heroin or something. And so I just, like, don't want to have to do that ever again. So I just, like, matcha coffee.
I do that, too. I don't like when I feel like coffee has me.
Exactly. And, like, I realized that I went to Cabo with my friends in, like, November. And, like, I didn't get a coffee. And I was, like, I'm going to wring someone's fucking neck if I don't get a coffee. And I was like, this is not a normal feeling. So now I do matcha. I put like a little bit of butter in it, collagen, sometimes protein powder, just like depends. And then I use whole milk.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. But that's the only milk that I really like. I like will have yogurt, but I don't really drink milk outside of like my like morning brew thing.
Yeah, I don't need, I mean, who's having a glass of milk?
I've seen people have glasses of milk and it makes me want to retch. It does. It's like you. But also, no judgments. You do you. And then that usually ties me over for a while because there's a lot of fat built into that. There's a lot of protein built into that. I try and get around 35 to 50 grams of protein in the morning because that's like a really great start.
I do too, yeah.
And because of my job, like I tend to graze a lot during the day, especially if I'm like, it's a recipe development day or something, then I'm just like kind of biting off things. I give a lot of food away because it's like, I can't eat all this. When you make something, after a while, you're like, I can't eat it. And then for dinner, like I'm a big like red meat girl. I'm from like a red meat province of Canada. So like steak.
What's a red meat province?
It's Alberta is like Texas.
All
about the beef.
Oh, cool.
So almost all the beef that is used, like the quality beef in Canada is like Alberta beef.
Oh, wow.
So that's how I grew up. My parents literally buy like a cow a year from like the 4-H.
I've always wanted to do that.
And then they just freeze it. So they have.
I've always wanted to do that. Yeah. But they must have one of those like big freezers.
Oh, a huge deep freeze.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're like, do you want us to send you steaks? I'm like, no.
It's like, I get mine from the farmer's market and I love making.
Do you find the farmer's market is more expensive than grocery stores or like same?
Some of it's way cheaper.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It depends.
Wow.
It totally depends. Yeah, some stuff is like much cheaper to just get at the farmer's market. Some of the steaks are more expensive, but like that's where I'm willing to like invest.
Totally.
Like,
it's worth it.
Because we have steak probably like once a week. And then I have like, I'll do like bison once a week. Mm-hmm. Carmella loves bison too. I try to give her that as much as
possible. It's good for them too. Like, yeah. As like little
She's
kids.
She's so skinny and I don't know where that came from. And it gives me anxiety.
It shouldn't.
Even though her doctors have always been like, This is totally like just what she looks like. But like I was so chunky. Davide was really thin when he was little. So he was like, this is
for me. It comes from somewhere.
Yeah. He was like, all the photos of him when he's little, he's like skin and bones, tiny, tiny. And was eating so much. That's just what his constitution
that
was.
That fast metabolism life.
And I guess that she has that too. But it's so, you know, America is so all about like a chunky kid too, that I feel like I get like mom judged.
Oh, but people I judge so slather, much moms, it's insane.
I know. But I slather so much, you know, because she has delays. So I also work really hard on her diet, mm-hmm. and trying to give her things that are like really good brain development foods. Like she has so much avocado. She has a lot of salmon.
Yeah.
We do a lot of bison. Like nice. I do a lot of, but I also give her cookies. Like I give her Italian cookies and I give it to her with her meal.
Yeah.
It's never like a reward. She can eat it before her meal if she wants to.
Yeah, there's no restriction to it.
No, I don't make it like a thing. We're always have like, he loves to take her to get ice cream. I don't give a shit. Like, that's great. Yeah. You know, as long as it's not this like, if you do that, you get this.
Exactly, a reward thing. Mm-hmm. I grew up with the food rewards.
My whole life was a food. I remember coming home one day and saying to my dad, like, I only had this many calories today so I can have half a scoop of vanilla ice cream. And then I remember I was thinking about it the other day because a family, there's just been multiple people around me that just had like binge, like that would just like go into our family kitchen
and just go off
and just fucking binge.
Yeah.
And I had such a flashback to that. And I thought about it yesterday and I was talking about it with my mom and Davide and I was like, I'm so happy that I'm not that person anymore.
It's true.
That I don't like hear the kitchen calling me and feel like I have to like shame eat. It was a little bit when we first started dating. I remember him finding me in the kitchen one time and he was like, are you eating alone? I was like, yeah, I don't. I was like, I'm in here shoveling.
Yeah.
Like I didn't want you to... Because he, you know, I mean, oh my God, when I was growing up, like my friend's parents would say, like, it's a shame that you're so chubby because your face is so pretty.
I heard that all the time when I was
younger.
You have such a pretty face.
You have such a pretty face.
And it's like, you realize that's like the worst fucking thing you can say to anybody. Because then it's like,
that was a constant.
Oh yeah. Such a pretty face. And I played sports. Like I played competitive basketball. Okay. I was just like a chunky person.
Yeah.
And I would hear that all the time. I would hear from coaches, you would move better if you lost 10. But it's like, I'm good though. Like I'm here on this team. You chose me, but you want me to lose weight. So that was a lot of the unpacking that I had to do. Ugh. Just like, and now, I mean, like my weight fluctuates. Like I'm bloated right now because I was drinking all weekend. Like that's just life, you know?
I don't give a shit when my weight fluctuates. I'm always like, whatever.
No. And I feel like, you know, in my 20s when I was like dating, I'd be like, I have to be skinny and like all that. And now I'm like, you either like me or you don't.
Yeah. Davide has seen me like deep in the 200s and down to like 130. And he's like, I don't like you skinny.
Bless him.
Like when I eat, what meal was it? I think we were at like Queen Street the other day. A friend of ours has this really good seafood restaurant. And he ordered tuna. It was just like, you know, I get full faster just because there's like a baby under here. And so, but I was like, I'm going to be sick. But I was like, this food is so good. And I was just like dipping fries in like this mayonnaise sauce. That is that Queen Street that's like delicious. And I was like, we're definitely getting a sundae because the sundae is so good. And he loves watching me eat.
I love that.
And I think that's really important. Like,
you guys cook together and stuff a lot too.
But we do. And, you know, I think that I think that's really something that people need to like look out for when they're picking a partner because
100%.
I have friends who've like have husbands like will say something to them if they don't like lose weight after they have a baby or something. And it's like, I like sides of my friends' partners that I would have never assumed was there. That it or fucking disgusting, you know, and it's like you really have to have those kind of conversations or talk to your partner, and get to know them out. In that way. Yeah.
Like, I also think too, and I've seen studies on this, like who you choose as a partner is the most important decision a woman makes, yeah. especially a woman, because it dictates how you feel about yourself, how your kids will feel about themselves based on how your husband treats you, mm-hmm. how high you can rise in your life.
God, I used that to like, he like said something to me the other day in front of Carmela. What was it? He said something to me and my mom was in the room and then like I let her down and she ran off and I was like, you talking to me like that in front of her means that she's going to date a fucking, or she's going to marry a dick one day. And my mom was like, my mom literally looked at me. She just started clapping. She was like, damn, Dominic is fucked. Like, she was like, you're throwing that at him right now. Like,
well, at least the scales will be tipped in his favor a little bit. He's like in a real estrogen situation right now. At least Carlo's going to like balance it out a bit.
But we were all, it was, yeah, there were so many. He didn't even say anything that was bad, but my mom was like, you're really manipulative. And like, that was crazy. But she was also like, yeah, don't talk. Like, it was like this very funny moment, but I was like, truly.
Yeah, like, it's true. And I've seen it like with friends of mine where it's like, your dad's a fucking prick and so is your husband, yeah. you know? Like,
oh my God.
Easily. I'm lucky that I have like a really good stepdad. So I have a good example on like my mom's second marriage.
Oh,
so,
good.
You know, I'm lucky for that. Not every stepdad is good. I remember growing up and just thinking everyone's stepdad was awesome.
No,
and
that's then, slim chance.
Oh, slim. I realized how lucky I am because I remember I moved in with a girl. We were roommates and she was talking about her stepdad. I'm like, aren't stepdads great? She's like, no.
She's like,
my stepdad's a fucking asshole. Yeah. And he was. And I was like, oh. Mm. So now I appreciate my stepdad so much more. I appreciate my parents. I also appreciate my mom having been so conscious about marrying someone who like accepted me as his fully. Mm. From the time like they got together, because like that's not always the case.
Well, that also comes down to like a woman's self-worth, because 100%. A lot of the time they're just like dying to be with somebody and feel loved and like
the pick me vibes. I know, it's terrible.
What are some recipes you've been developing lately that we should know about?
I've been working a lot on creating like my own like collagen creamer, because I find the ones out there like if there's too many additives, it's hard though finding something that stays bound for a really long time. I've been also doing these things like I do these for myself, but like a riff on like my Buttermint's recipes. So people who have like blood sugar issues, they have to find a way to keep their blood sugar from dipping in between meals as your body's like stabilizing. So finding like a really good recipe for that people can like replicate at home, that you just have like in between meals.
What does that look? What do you mean? Give me an example.
So you have like breakfast, but say you have like blood sugar issues, so your body's prone to doing that.
Yeah.
Every like, you know, after an hour after you eat, every like,
you need something that's 30 minutes lift you up but not spike you.
But not spike you. And butter does nothing, but it brings sort of like it back up to a normal range. And so if you like brown the butter really, really, really well, it kind of takes on like a sweetness. And then you just put it in like little like, you know, gummy bear molds, and then you pop them out. You just have like one or two like every 45 minutes if you feel yourself like starting to get low. Really good for pregnancy as well, for people who are trying to conceive as well, because fat is so important in that. So that, and then I mean, I'm always like trying to like, you know, really bitch up a like coffee or matcha make it like sing. I mean, I feel like I'm kind of getting to the end of what I could do to it, but I'm always trying.
I've been making my coffee or matchas into like tinctures for years.
Yeah.
And I love loading one of those things.
Well, it's even when I go to like a coffee shop, I'm like, this shit is not as good as what I make at home.
I know. I feel that way.
Yeah. Like I bring my own vanilla everywhere. Like I don't have it with me now, but I brought it on this trip. Someone's like, you brought your own vanilla? I'm like, yes.
I know many people who do that. Mariana Hewitt does that. She travels with her vanilla stevia.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. If I could travel with like collagen and was like more compact, I would do that too.
When we go to Italy, I travel with a lot of things to mix into my coffee because like they have sweet breakfasts there. Like there is no savory breakfast unless we're at a hotel and they know that there's tourists there.
Yeah.
So like I bring things to like collagen creamer mixers or like Laird Hamilton or like something that I can mix in with like an espresso when I'm there and then like add my own water. Like they look at me like I'm a complete fucking
they're like, what are you doing to coffee?
Psychopath. But if I have an espresso with a fucking granita and a brioche in the morning,
nap like time.
It used to make me feel so sick.
Do you find that when you go to Italy that the food, like, because the food quality in Europe is like a thousand times better. After Do you notice it?
I'm fine, but after a couple weeks, my hands start to ache.
Really?
From having that much sugar and carbohydrates.
Yeah. When I went to Trinidad,
it is a lot.
Because in Trinidad, it's like sweet everything. And same thing, like I came back, I was like so broken out on my face. And yeah. I just like, I don't like when travel hits, like when I come home and I'm like having to like do a 2 week detox.
Yeah, I definitely like, I make sure that I'm like, it's like, I have to just make sure that I'm going like magnesium and like my pre-probiotics totally. Are like vital. I try to bring like a powdered greens yeah. and I'll have that first.
Do you do AG1?
You can't when you're pregnant, but oh. I love AG1. I use the Parallel Greens.
Oh yeah, because that's like a pregnancy brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you use, I saw you do their supplement packs.
Their PCOS formula
is good?
Fucking unbelievable.
I love that.
I swear to God, the PCOS formula, I mean, I was doing so many good things for my body before I conceived, just everything that like you and Amy Ralph, yeah. like so much protein, so much bone broth, like balanced, happy. My hormones were like completely, my period was regular, like I was feeling so good. But I really think that the Parallel Conception Pack plus that PCOS formula
helped.
Yeah. Because it nice. Has both kinds of inositol, yeah. alpha lipoic acid. What's the other main one? Berberine.
Mm. And you know what I find too? I love that there's like all these like packs now because it's so hard for people to do all of the things.
It was all the stuff I was buying separately.
And it all adds up. It like you might as well yeah. get like something that's like all one.
Yeah. I think it's $50 for a month's worth. I bought the second.
That's $100 for the Canadians.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm an idiot and didn't know I was in my third trimester and bought the second trimester parallel packs the other day and it was $50. And I was like, and part of me was like, oh, that's a lot. And then I was like, no, it's not. Because before when I was doing, I was buying four different
yeah,
things.
At like, you know.
For $50 each.
Exactly.
Which is crazy.
And it's like, yeah, supplements. Like, I feel like when it comes to supplements, a lot of people just take everything because they don't know what to take.
Yeah.
And having something like that just shows people this is what you take and why.
Mm-hmm. It just takes all the pressure out of it.
It does.
Where can people find you? How can they work with you?
So I do a lot of work in skin stuff as well because mm-hmm. I had like full body eczema, cleared it up with all the blood sugar stuff. So I have the skin class, which is for eczema, psoriasis, KP. I also have the Fertile Flow, which is all about fertility, like reboot, transformation, a lot about fat, protein, like understanding those mechanics. And then I have the Blood Sugar Blueprint, which is a 4-module self-study program to help you reverse insulin, PCOS, type 2 diabetes.
And everything is, you have so many incredible tips and tricks on your TikTok. That's where I found you.
Yeah. Like I try and give away a lot for free. I do a lot of live Q&As for free just so people get an idea of like where to start. Like I'll take you the way, but it's like a lot of people just want to know where to start yeah. and then figure that out. But my Instagram is bianca.osborne. You can find me there.
Great. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh my God. Thanks for having.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes this week's episode of Everything is the Best. I hope you enjoyed it. Please rate, review, subscribe, all that stuff. Maybe leave a comment. But remember, shitty comments are for shitty people. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Pia Barangini. And I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous rest of your day. Love you. Ciao. Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.